Okay, first of all, as far as the handouts that I put here, I just think it's important that people be aware of a basic shita and the hashkafa of Klal Yisrael and science and shas, and that's what's on the sheets, the shita of Rav Haigoin, and better known as the shita of Rabbeinu Avraham ben Rambam, which is that the scientific statements of shas, except where it's related as a Masaira, except where it's related to a drasha on a pasuk, but the statements in shas that have to do with science or medicine, such as you have here on Daf Chav Ches, they held that that is not something that there's a chiyav emuna in. That the science of shas is kefi chachmas hazman, and it was never if it was not written as part of the Masaira, then it was written as part of what they held of at the time. And that's the sheet of Rabbeinu Avraham ben Rambam. And it's something that's quite controversial in Eretz Yisrael. In America, people don't really care much. You know, what bracha you make on sushi is very important, but, you know, these hashkafa things in America, we don't get so excited about. In Eretz Yisrael, it's a tremendous tumult. Rabbi Meiselman, when he put out a sefer on science and shas, devotes a major portion of the sefer to this controversy, and he writes that he traced back the letter of Rabbeinu Avraham ben Rambam to manuscripts in Oxford, and that it's a forgery, the parts that were put in, they're missing in the earlier prints, and he has a long arichus on the topic. So, while I'm not somebody to have an opinion on the matter, I don't think we have to pass in the halacha, but as a matter of Shita Sachayim, it's important to know that there is such a shita, especially when a person deals with maligim or deals with the balei tshuva that have a hard time with some of the statements in shas that don't seem to fit scientifically, that lemaisa there is such a daya. Rabbeinu Avraham ben Rambam's letter is printed in the Ein Yaakov, the traditional Ein Yaakov that exists for a very long time. It's printed in the Hagdama. There are a bunch of beautiful letters there from Rabbeinu Avraham ben Rambam. They have from the Ramchal on Agadita and the Shloah, and one of them is this letter. And to just dismiss it as something that's a forgery and finished by Klal Yisrael, it's been accepted over a long period of time. As far as who argues, we had a Taisus on Chav Dalit who asked the Kasha from a Metzias and Shas, and Taisus said Nishtana Ateva. The Taisus is not quick to dismiss what it says in Shas as being inaccurate, kefi chachmas hazman. Taisus would rather say nishtana hateva. It seems that Taisus doesn't agree with this approach. And in Klal Yisrael, there are different camps, there are different groups. And the reason I put it out is that I think it's just an important idea for people to have, as I said, especially if you deal with balei tshuva and the like. Someone who finds a metzias and shas to be inconsistent is not. There's not kfira. There's such a shita. That it is that way, and halachas are not based on these agadot to gemaras. Matter of fact, I'll tell you the truth. I always wondered gemaras like the bottom half of Chav Ches Amud Aleph, why it's called Limud HaTorah according to Rabbeinu Avraham ben Rambam. But they're refuahs. It would seem that if you learn something like that in the bathroom, it's aser. I mean, it's aser. It's a gemara, but it's hard to understand such long pieces of shas. And that also, there's a letter in the Ein Yaakov from the Ramchal, who says that a lot of the Sisrei Torah, Kabbalistic ideas, were hidden in the Refuas of Shas and in the Agadotas of Shas, which also would seem to be some sort of an explanation. So these are just two basic ideas to have, the Ramchal's idea about the Agadata and Rabbeinu Avraham ben Rambam. In line with my custom, Yom Tov time, to talk about Yom Tov topics, when I came here today, a few people asked me if I would talk about Nittel tonight. Since it is Nittel night, at least for a few more minutes, I think midnight, everyone has to start learning. I'd like to share with you a yediyah regarding Nittel, which is a halachadika yediyah, and I'm not talking about the controversy about those who do learn and don't learn. I'm talking about a yediyah regarding the calendar, which is really, again, a basic yediyah that many of you may have. As many of you know, there are, so to speak, two nittles. There's the nittle of December 25th and the nittle of December 6th. January 6th, I'm sorry. January 6th, and there are people that are very machmir to observe both of them. there are two. How did it come that there are two nipples? There's an explanation which has a nafgamina halacha lamaisa if we live long enough, and I'll explain what I mean. The history of the calendar, of the secular calendar, is that for centuries there was a 10-month calendar. Everything's in tens, so the calendar was a 10-month calendar for many centuries, until Julius Caesar came around during the Tkufas Bayis Sheni, and Julius Caesar changed it to a 12-month calendar. The calendar we have today, he changed for the efficiency, two things, the efficiency of going by roughly by lunar months, 30-day, 31-day months, and also because a 12-month calendar would fit the calculation of the seasons. Now, the fact that our 12-month calendars are changed from the 10 should be obvious if anybody thinks, because September, Sept, is 7. October, Oct, is 8. November, NOV, is 9. Decade is 10. December is 10. How is December the 10th month? It's a 12th month. How is November the 11th month? It's the 9th month. The answer is that he inserted the two summer months, July and August. He named July after himself in his humility, and called July Julius. After the name Julius, he called it July. August became August because Augustus succeeded him, gave it a name August, and so it had 30 days originally. It's Anishka passed, so he changed it to 31 days to make him and Julius equal. So here we are talking 2,000 years later and mentioning their names here in the Beis Medrash. So Julius made this calendar. How did he make the calendar? Very simple. Every fourth year is a leap year. We all know. 2000 was a leap year. 2004 was a leap year. 2008, 2012, 2016 is going to be a leap year. That's based on very simple math. A solar year is 365 and a quarter days. So if a year is 365 days, you're missing a quarter. 2 years, you're missing two quarters. 3 years, you're missing three quarters. By the fourth year, there are four quarters. The four quarters add up, you make it 366 days, and you keep on doing it like that, and that's how Julius set up the calendar, 365, 365, 365, and then 366, and it all evens out.
Why February?
Somebody once asked me, I said, maybe that was the name of his mother-in-law. I don't know. I said, Julius, it's Julius. I said, maybe it's his mother. I don't know why February. February thinks it's 28, it should be at least 29. But why is 28 in the first place? Now, that's off by 11 minutes. 365 and a quarter, we call it Tkufa Shmuel. We call 365 and a quarter days Tkufa Shmuel. Shmuel calculated a solar year as 365 and 6 hours. It's not really accurate. It's off by about 11 minutes. In other words, it's 365 days, 5 hours, and 48 minutes and change. It's off by 11 minutes, but what's 11 minutes? Every 128 years, 11 minutes adds up to another day. Which means every 128 years, the calendar is regressing, is so to speak, losing a day, which is not so terrible. Nobody lives 128 years, you lose a day, big deal. And that's the way Julius set it up. We call that Kufas Rav Ada. Rav Ada said that Shmuel's Tkufa is off. We call that Tkufas Rav Ada. But anyway, getting back, losing a day every 128 years added up. By the time 15 or 16 or 1700 years had passed, they had fallen behind by 11 days, the solar year in relation to the true solar facts. And the Pope came along by the name of Gregory, and he made that's called the Gregorian calendar. And he changed the calendar. Now, how do you change it every 128 years? It's confusing. So what he did is he said that every 400 years, every top of the century, the year 1900, 1800, 1700, should be a leap year. This is every fourth year. So he said the top of the century won't be a leap year. 1700 won't be. 1800 won't be. 1900 won't be. And that way, every 100 years will gain a day. But it's 128 years. So he said, we'll do three centuries of exceptions, the fourth century not. Those three out of four. So 17, 18, 1900 were the exception, no leap year. The year 2000 was a leap year. 2100 will once again be be a non-leap year. It'll break the rule of every fourth year. So at the top of the 100 years, he made an exception, and inshallah, he evened it out. But he already had a chayv of 11 days. What do you do? So what he did, this goes back to the 1500s in the 16th century, he declared that the day after October 5th will be October 17th. In other words, there were 11 days they just skipped. They just skipped 11 days to even out the calendar. And that's what they did. What they did with paychecks and everything, I have no idea. But they skipped the 11 days, and they went from October 5th to October 17th. And that was the Pope's decree, and bang, they changed it by 11 days. Now, by that time, the Russian Orthodox Church had already split from the Italian Church. And whatever the Pope said by them didn't count. So that in Russia, for about 300 years, their calendar was 11 days different than the Italian. Russians didn't change till the early 1900s. And until then, they were just 11 days off. They weren't gairus to change. They were 11 days off. And that's the answer as to why they observed that December 25th is what Jews in Europe called January 6th. Because of the 11-day extension, what they called their Kratzmach day, which what they called December 25th, was in Europe, where they had pushed it 11 days further, it was already originally January 5th, and then January 6th when the top of the century passed, and therefore they had ended up with two nipples. What? If you took a train from St. Petersburg to Warsaw, you gained a week and a half. Okay. When you came back, you lost a week and a half. Okay. It was actually the trains that made them change. Because once the trains came, they had no choice. I don't know anything about the Chinese. So. Now, there's an important nekuda here. Two important nekudas. One, if you take a tour by the halachas of the St. Talumatar, it says in the tour and in the Beis Yosef, that you switch to the same Talu Matar November 23rd. That's the Beferish. It says Yom Chav Gimel, and it says November in Hebrew characters. It says L'Chaydish November. It says Beferish. You switch. Now, the Torah and Beis Yosef are arriving prior to the Gregorian calendar. They're still in the old calendar. But when you read it, you flip. You can start learning. It says November 23rd. Like, what's going on here? We all know we do it December 4th or 5th. And the answer is that it was written before it was changed. If today is December 25th, like the old Cheshbin, it's really December 14th. So November 23rd, it became December 5th. Now there is a nafkamina here going forward. Our Saint Talu Motor is based on Tkufa Shmuel. This Tkufa Zervado, which is more precise, the 19-year calendar we have is based on Tkufa Zervado. But the dinim of the Saint Talumata are based on Tkufa Shmuel for reasons that I don't have time to explain. That means that the way we do it is we always do Saint Talumata December 4th. When the next year is a leap year, we do it December 5th, like we did this year. But since there'll be a leap year, next year it'll be called December 4th again. And it'll keep on happening. In the year 2100, there's going to be a change. Because the year 2100, according to Shmuel, should be a leap year. In other words, Shmuel's cheshbin was based on every fourth year being a leap year. But because Lahavdil, between Shmuel and Mr. Gregory, Mr. Gregory came along and he declared 2100 is not. Now that means that for the year 2100 and on, we should live that long, the Saint Talumatar is going to be December 5th, and on leap year is December 6th. It's going to change. Oscar is publishing stickers to stick into the Siddurim that 2100, stick in the sticker. It says here December 4th and 5th. It's going to be December 5th and 6th. And that's going to change. It'll change 2100, it'll change 2200, and it'll keep on changing because of this very basic difference between the two. So at any rate, this is I guess, a little bit of history of the reason that they are the two nitzels, the Naila, Sveikad Rabbanu Lakula, nitzel so not Issa deraisa, so Sveikad Rabbanu Lakula, so we can learn on both nipples, we don't have.
Why is
the shaila. That the Gemara says in Eretz Yisrael they stop. There they need rain earlier, so they say it. Okay, I'll get the Shabbos, everybody.